Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers and review some of the recent data that has been provided by the Milk Marketing Administrator here in the Central Milk Marketing Order. As we look at milk prices over the last 10 years or so, we've seen a steady increase in milk price. There's a lot of volatility in that, but year over year, there is a general increase in the milk price that you're receiving for your raw milk. Some years may be down a little bit on average and other years up. So as we look forward into finishing up 2025 and moving on into 2026, I would expect that we're going to continue to see tight margins. That's going to be buffered, I think, a little bit by the prices that we're receiving for cull cows, as well as the prices that we're receiving for those crossbred calves, as well as straightbred bull calves that we're selling off the farm. So that's helping us make up some of those differences, but they're not going to totally make up for the entire decrease that we're seeing in that margin. As we think about how we need to operate our dairy farms, need to watch the bottom line very carefully, paying a particular attention to changes that you might make in feed costs. Make sure that they do not decrease the amount of milk that you're shipping off the farm, as that will not necessarily give you the a benefit that you would like to see if a move you make on feed cost is going to cost you significant milk. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.